This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, author, speaker, and president of Eagle Forum, a grassroots organization giving voice to conservative and pro-family values. Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone, and I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Gold is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Welcome. We are
set to your weakness. That's all.
What's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You're receiving a live transmission from Starseed Radio, where you can always tune in on Saturday nights from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time to hear the colors and see the music. I'm your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Saturday, August 3rd, 2013, and we have a new format going on here at the station. So we opened up with a little Phyllis news there. And we'll see how the news changes over time, but we are on a new satellite, which is good news. So we're hitting up a lot more stations all over the world now, internationally. We're now reaching over 144 countries that are downloading the iTunes podcast. So it's awesome. We're on a new satellite. That's two satellites now. That intro track was Floating from a Dream, a little piece of that mix from DJ Michael Scalar, who's the first guest on the show tonight. But as always, we also have some amazing guests coming up. We have a special guest from Mount Shasta, EarthSpiritJourneys.com, Ophelia. We also have Gabriel Roberts coming on, talking about some news and updates. Steve Robertson, Project Peace on Earth, joining us from L.A., talking about the Zeitgeist Media Festival tomorrow happening Sunday in Los Angeles. If you are there, shout out to all the listeners in L.A. Check out the Zeitgeist Media Festival. I think it's their third annual going on out there. We also have a special guest, Michael Scalar, as I said, and possibly another surprise guest coming up on the show. And with that, we'll jump to our first guest, a regular who's been around the show for a while now and also around electronic music since 1999. Scalar has a very unique sound and intent with his music, and that's why we love having him on the show, because it's about the music artists that are putting that music out there with the intent to heal, the intent to bring people together, and the intent to love, and that's what Scalar does. So with that, Star Brother Scalar, how are you?
Hey, what's up, my brother? I'm doing good.
Excellent. How's the new move treating you out in the West Coast era? Have you been getting any gigs out there? What's it like?
Yeah, I've been having a lot of fun out here in Vegas, situating it. Not the most spiritual hub in the world, but there's definitely some cool people out here. Played a gig last weekend for my birthday. I just turned 30, so that was fun.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Thank you. And then getting ready for the trek home to the playa here at the end of the month.
Oh, you brought it up. Yeah. Do it. Oh, the playa's calling you home. I love it. Shout out to all the burners out there. That's what's up.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a 7-hour drive from Vegas, so it's a lot closer than being in Florida or over on the East Coast in general. So I'm really excited to drive out, and I've got a couple of really fun gigs lined up. I've got a friend, a really dear friend from London flying in with his daughter and his daughter's girlfriend. A lot of good friends. I'm really stoked for this year. It should be a lot of fun.
And talking about Burning Man, that's a hot topic to talk about in terms of what we're trying to do, which is raise consciousness to a sustainable way of living, sustainable lifestyles, electronic music and other genres, of course, but definitely electronic music, I feel, leads the way in bringing that message universally to the masses. And I think you probably can agree with that. And when you talk about Burning Man, it's that lifestyle, the gift economy, and not accepting money, and unity, and coming together, and being artistic, and being yourself. And everybody loves to do something, you know, and that's the reality of it. And Burning Man is a great example of that. If you would give us your perspective on what transformative festivals are coming into. I know you're in the scene and you go to a lot of them, and explain to the listeners out there, what is a transformative festival first to you, and where do you see it, shifting into the next few years?
Where it goes in the next few years is a really good question. I have no idea where it's at right now. A lot of people are just showing up for the experience, and through that, I think they're gaining a lot of experience from the people around. LIV was a great example of that. I mean, everyone that I met was just so full of love and happiness, and you could walk up to anyone and talk to them, and they were happy to talk to you. Like, all the social barriers were just kind of not there. So when you get all these new people coming in, the influx, they're learning from the other people, and there's a lot of meditation going on. You see a lot of people sitting down doing, like, group meditation, yoga groups, all these kind of fun things that would just increase your consciousness and your general vibration.
And when people hear that, listeners out there, they may see, like, oh, everyone's walking around happy. Oh, they must be drunk or on drugs or something like that. The reason they're so important, one of the reasons, because when you said people's barriers are down, and that's the problem with society. One of the problems, anyways, is they teach you to be in this cookie cutter box, and if you're out of that, you're odd, and if you're out of that, you don't make it, and if you're not driving a nice car, you're not cool, and if you're not doing this, you're not that, and on and on and on and on. To put all these barriers around you that you have to be this person, whatever way, you know, the society has shaped you, which is shaped people out of their heart into their minds. And that's what we're trying to bring back, is that experience where there are no barriers and you just be you and discover who you are. And that's what blew my heart wide open at Burning Man last year. You know, it was unbelievable, experience. So it's awesome. And who knows where it goes, but if anything, it's setting an example for the masses, for sustainable living, for yoga, for meditation, all practices to help heal and be of service and all sorts of things like that.
It's just people holding the space for something alternative from, you know, your typical ego construct, walking around day-to-day job idea. And then you brought up people walking around drunk or high. I was actually really surprised how many people I talked to who were there on AA, completely sober, been sober for a few years, like, didn't do any drugs or drink, and, you know, talking to them just like you would, say, someone at a rave who was maybe on something. Just, like, totally open, totally happy, like, let's be friends kind of attitude.
It's important because it just sets an example. Even, like, in Burning Man, they have the kids' village for all the kids that are there, like, you know, to set the example that it's a full family experience. It's not that it's just a certain type of people go there. Anyone can go there and see how it is to live for a week or more on a gift economy type, where you just bring enough for you and someone else, and you just go around and you trade and barter and meet people, and things just happen, you know. And that's the magic that we try to bring through your music and my radio show and a little spark of that. And those festivals is just a huge bonfire of that, if you will, of the magic.
Yeah.
And
totally. Everyone should have the experience of Burning Man. I got a lot of friends who are like, oh, I can't go because, you know, I'll be dirty and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I mean, just forget about it. Like, yeah, I'm a clean person. I like to take 3 showers a day if I can. But I go out there, I get dirty, and I get down in it. I just have fun, and I just leave all my worries behind. It's kind of a really liberating experience. And also, when you come back to the normal world, you have a whole new appreciation for, you know, the foods that you couldn't get there, or just a nice hot shower, or a clean bed, or just cleanliness in general. Like, there's a lot of things we take for granted on a day-to-day basis, and when you don't have it for a week, and then you come back to it, you're like so thankful and so happy, and it's like a whole nother level of experience, because nobody really gets to have that anymore. Everyone's just has everything in front of them all the time.
Absolutely, and I was out in the playa for 11 days. I took one shower, and it was awesome. I didn't even care about showering. It was awesome.
Yeah.
The experience was well worth it, you know, and that's what it was about. It was about going out there and experiencing life and love and people in their natural state, in their natural form, and having that experience collectively and expressing everything. It's quite powerful. And
No one's worried about what you think about them or anything.
That's it. And hold on right there, Scalar. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some upcoming projects and things you did. So hang on right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're with Michael Scalar. We'll be right back after these messages.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and we're joined by our guest, Michael Scalar, DJ Scalar out of Las Vegas. And before we went to break, we were talking about Burning Man and some of the transformative festivals, the intent, the point, the reason why they're so effective. Where do you see the dynamics of electronic music, the tribal convergence, if you will, of a lot of these festivals that is happening, the movement of living a sustainable way, and where do you see that merging with the current society of where we're at in terms of like politics, things like that? Do you see it eventually getting to a mass point where something happens or a new state gets started, you follow me, or we all go to sustainable communities? what do you envision or what do you see happening to make the change happen?
You know, that's a very, very broad question or set of questions. In general, I mean, everyone has their whole doomsday things, shift happening, or whatever, series and whatever. I think shift is happening, but I really don't see it as being any of the negative. I really do see more of the sustainable things coming into play, less the GMO, more of people taking action, and not so much in a small community. I think the construct of general society will stay very, very similar as the way it is, but I think we'll just evolve technologies that will allow things to evolve progressively. So instead of, you know, foods being shipped all over the world, people will create, like a community grow center, which is part of the project that I really can't talk a terribly large amount about, but it basically, you plop down a center in the middle of a desert, in the middle of an island, middle of a state, and it produces water, it produces food, it produces energy, all, synergistically. So it all meshes together, so there's very little byproduct. So the byproducts that you would normally have would be converted into material, or would be converted into energy, or some resource that you could use. And the technology is all there. It's just been very suppressed. And then the funding is the biggest part, because normally it's, you know, very just open-minded, quote-unquote, hippie types who put the project together, and they're not businessmen. So they don't really have any concept of how to gain the funding or gain the momentum behind it to actually make it happen. And that's one of the biggest problems that people are running into at the current stage of things. So, and that's one of the problems our projects run into, is just gaining the finances for it, because it's not cheap. I mean, to create something like this costs a lot of money, and it's the merging of a lot of different people's technologies and intellectual property. So you have to bring everyone together, and then you have to have the finances for it. And, I mean, if you think about it, who controls the finances? The same people that really don't want to see
the
bankers.
Fruition.
So, yeah, so the bankers are like, well, I don't know if I really want to, you know, throw money at that. Or they're like, you know, 40% on the loan. So if you're getting a $100 million loan, you're paying $40 million right back to them just as the interest. So, I mean, it does become a little difficult, but I do see shifts happening, and there's a lot of other movement in the financial sectors that I've been hearing about. And I mean, it could be theory, it could be reality. It's hard to say, but I mean, they're saying there's a huge shift happening in the financial structures of things. So, if we're lucky, we'll see you know, the debt gone away with, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, I think that eventually it has to happen. The fiat currency, any fiat currency, the history of money, that type of fiat currency we're operating off of, has collapsed. They're set to. Inflation will just keep going up until it implodes. And there has to be a new system there. And I think that we, the listeners, you, people like that, the innovators out there are the ones architecting and orchestrating the new system that will have to be in place for when things do, you know, come down, because they will, and they are, and they have to, because the current system is not working in terms of supplying humanity or supplying the masses with a really fulfilled life with good food and good clean air and all that other stuff. Instead, they're getting vaccinated and chemtrails and fluoride and everything else to, like, dumb the masses down. It's not the way, not why we're here. Straight up, that's
yeah. It doesn't make any sense why you'd suppress an entire civilization for a small amount of people to be happy. I mean, it's really ridiculous.
And the top 1% is even, you know, more top than that. It gets even smaller, and it's 99% of the world is living in you know, not standards that should be, because the energy and the projects and the technology is here. I have a gentleman I'm talking to who could turn garbage into energy and all sorts of crazy projects, turning water vapor into energy and, you know, magnet energy and all sorts of things that are out and have been out, but like you said, they've been suppressed. And the energies and also the people are ready for a change that brings in this new type of energy and technology to sustain society, because fossil fuels are not sustainable, or fracking or anything like that at all.
Oh, yeah, totally. And I mean, on a happy note, it's been for the last few years that a lot of the masses just aren't awake enough. But I mean, as I walk around the world, more and more I see people going vegan, doing more research on what could be, right, and, you know, basically questioning the model of what we live in right now and going, well, I mean, this doesn't make any sense. And that's really the question that people need to continually ask themselves is like, does this make sense? Is there a better way? And the answer is always yes. So it's like, all right, well, how do we make that next step into evolution, really? It's exactly where we're headed. It's just evolution.
It's consciously deciding for yourself and your family or whatever to make that choice and make that decision to live a better way, which will in fact align your entire life to spirit or God or Buddha or whatever you want to call it, because that's the way this matrix in life projects. And if you can align yourself to a good way of living and being with a good intent, you're going to excel at everything, and everyone on the planet can have the abundance because it's here. It's just been hidden. And tell us about some upcoming projects. Thank you, Scalar. Upcoming projects you got, and any new mixes. I know the mix we're playing tonight is a new one you put up a few weeks ago, and I'm sure you got some other ones coming up. Any upcoming gigs and projects you're involved with?
Right now, just getting ready for Brain Man. I've got a bunch of really fun gigs there. After
that's
I'm
a project
really sure.
in itself.
Yeah, that's kind of like all my focus right now is just on that. And there's a couple of little things here and there. Like I said, my friend from London is going to be coming out, and he's going to be coming to Vegas first. And I don't remember if you saw any of the videos from like Ultra Music Festival, but he's one of the guys that I was producing music with back in 2007 range. And we kind of lost touch, and we talk a lot, but he's going to come into the studio here in Vegas, and we're going to just try and hash out some tunes, see if we can't pump something nice up. And then there's always more mixes coming. The live recording from my birthday, I think I get a copy of that on Monday. And that was really fun because we had a digital percussion pad. So we were playing drum patterns over the set. So we were getting really into it. It was a cool groove. So, yeah.
That's what's up. Always fun and doing what you want to do. And that's the point of having people like yourself that are putting out the intent of positive and energy and awakening, because if you do what you love to do, you bring that vibration into your being and into your people around you. And that's what we want to do, is empower everyone to do what you want to do, because what we're trying to say is the energy, the God or whatever you want to call it, Jesus, is here to support that if the intent is pure and if that's really what you want to do for your highest good and the highest good of the planet. And do it through music or art or poetry or whatever you want to do. You know, break
yeah,
out of that mold. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I said, yeah, any form of expression. It's just you got to use that creative side of your brain every once in a while at least, because otherwise you're operating on basically 50%.
There you go. And we're way more intelligent than that if you just give yourself the chance to take the red pill or take the blue pill and take that choice and go down the rabbit hole and break free from the matrix like so many of us have. It's awesome, again, to have you on the show, Scalar. And if I don't talk to you, have a great burn, and I'm sure we'll have you back on soon.
Sounds good, my brother. Have a beautiful day.
Absolutely. And your website, again, is michaelscalar.com. Here's some more DJ Scalar. We'll be right back.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's here, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
All right, welcome back to the show. And you're listening to Starseed Radio. And a shout out to the new radio site for all the listeners out there. If you haven't seen the new radio site, it's starseedradio.com. We have the new site up. We're going to be adding the store and its archives in a couple weeks or so. It's a lot of work to add 3 years of the radio show to the archives, and we're doing a little bit different. We're going to be chopping up the different interviews and giving you more capability to find certain people and stuff. So it's pretty awesome. Check that out, starseedradio.com. And also check out Starseed TV if you get a chance, starseedtv.com. We've got the new starseedtv.com website up, and we got some new shows in the making. They're awesome. Check them out. They're on the radio TV site, and also there's a link from the radio site as well. But also follow our Twitter feed if you can. Like us on Facebook. Do all the fun stuff to show your support for Starseed Radio. We're trying to get our numbers up, getting our numbers up on iTunes and things like that. Helps us in rankings and ratings and helps us get the show out there to get the information out. That's what we're here to do. So with that, we're going to jump to our next guest. We have Ophelia joining us from the Mount Shasta area. She's a Reiki master teacher, healing and sacred bodywork practitioner, interfaith minister, author, teacher, workshop facilitator, and medium for divine messages. As a medicine woman with the Nimanaha Bend, Anuhad, I'm sure I didn't pronounce that right, so I apologize. Integrative, intuitive, weaving sound, senses, synergy, and storytelling, energy sessions and readings, no matter how short or long, are experiences of presence and revelation from heart, soul, and spirit realms. And as a communicator to large audiences, Ophelia has been a host and producer of her own TV program, seen in Charlottesville. Shout out to everybody in North Carolina, Fairfax and Arlington, Virginia, Bestide, Maryland, Washington, D.C., Santa Fe, New Mexico. The program titled Have You Ever Wondered? Stepping Beyond Status Quo. Most recently, she has written, produced, and presented the first script of Consciousness Expanding Theater titled Awakening Ecstasy in Formation, New Twists on Money, Power, Sex, and Death. Her vast and varying life journeys, along with work and business experience, have included travel, hospitality, nonprofit, government, social programs, community service, advertising, and self-employment, only to enhance the understanding of the greater world. A multitasker like myself, so it's very exciting to have her on the show. Ophelia, thank you for coming on. How are you?
I am great, Jonas. Thank you. Man, listening to that, I'm going, whoa, who's this person?
And that's your short bio.
I know, and that's, you know, it's like, wow, I haven't read that in a long time. So,
it's great to have you on. Yeah, absolutely. And one of the first things I like to ask people like yourself that are healers from the Mount Shasta area is a little bit of background on your personal journey, your maybe when your first awakening was, and how you ended up on the great Mount Shasta that we hear so much about.
Well, thank you. I mean, you know, in order for me to get a signal, I've come to one of the most beautiful spaces. I'm out in the woods with a signal. And just as your assistant Dan called, I turned the corner and there I am sitting with the mountain right in front of me between these massive pine trees. So this is so, providential in as much as Shasta, it's not just a mountain, a 14,000 foot mountain. It has a magic to it that is, I had no idea about before I even came here. Or when I got here, I had no idea about. And actually, this little portion of the journey, which started, I got here in 2009, the end of 2009. I drove here after living in Waynesville, North Carolina, just 30 miles from where you are.
Not far.
For about a year and a half, and I ended up helping a friend whose partner walked out on her, physically construct the healing center, or what was supposed to be a healing center on Main Street, Waynesville. And how I got to Waynesville was I asked for a sign, am I supposed to be here? And then one day, it was 3 days after Christmas, 2007, I asked for, you know, give me an idea. And I have this, in one of the stores in that town, I had a white light, out-of-body, near-death experience witnessed by, I have no idea how many people. And that was like, oh, that's my message. So, so Waynesville and North Carolina have a specific message for me and connection for me. In good, bad, and indifferent, obviously. But how I got to Shasta was I was told to drive west. And if I go backwards, which in hindsight is something that we really need to pay attention to because we don't see the messages when we're up there up close. But if I go, you know, starting this particular journey started in 2001. Like so many of us, it was the pinnacle change in humanity. And it was just like 1987, the harmonic convergence, or, you know, that 26 years ago, was a pinnacle time. Whether people knew it or not, their energetic fields that shifted the consciousness to take us to another place. It doesn't matter who it is on the planet, where they live, something triggers and is activated within those fields that go through. So this particular journey started in 2001 when I was raised in Australia and I'd been away for, at that point, 23 years. from family and raising children and jobs and husbands, et cetera, et cetera. And my father asked me to go back and help him. He was 79, and he, you know, said, I can't do my business anymore. And it was a something that I could not refuse. And so I went back with great trepidation because of the dynamics of family and everything. But amazingly enough, I did. I had to sell everything I had. I had to let my children go. You know, they were grown, but I still had to let them go, and I had to go into the complete unknown. And I got on a plane with two suitcases and a laptop computer. And I'd sent 12 tiny little boxes back of treasures that I thought I needed. You know, the long and the short is I learned my dad's business, which was television production, you know, commercials. I got downloads of massive new healing modalities that were not available, that were not in the books, but I challenged. I said, no, 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 no. And then I worked them out, and eventually one night, that was just under 6 months, it was like, okay, go back. And I thought, you know, this is crazy. I've spent all this money going the other side of the world, thinking I was going to be there forever, and it was like, this is just a test. And so, once again, 2 weeks later, I get on a plane with my two suitcases and a laptop computer. And I arrive in Denver to my little car that I am still driving, which is a 98 Nissan Sentra. And this little car has been the most amazing, amazing company for me. But the journey of surrendering everything is so crucial to where we are way back then and most especially now. And I think that is one of the things amongst all of the teachings and all of the services and all of the things that I've learned, that when people meet me, and now too, because I live very, very, very simply, it's, I often get the statements down the road, if I hadn't met you, I would not have been able to go through the massive transformation I was going through. I've had clients and I've had friends that have lost everything. You know, they've been very wealthy and they've lost everything and taken down to their suitcases. And you know, others, everything in between. And how do you let go? How do you surrender? And that is something that until you've done it, you can't really know what it is. Their words, their theory, but it's when they look at me, and I guess when we just communicate and connect, there's something of the, I'll say authenticity that people are comfortable with, that they go, okay, I can trust her because she's been there. And in being there, she's aware of all of the dynamics that can play out, a lot of the dynamics that play out. So that's the thumbnail sketch of where this, you know, 2001 began. And I came back in 2002. And the journey was two suitcases, a laptop computer, my little car. It's like, now we'll show you what your journey is. And it has been amazing, amazingly good, amazingly hard, amazingly everything else in between.
And hold on right there, Ophelia. We got to take a quick commercial break. And that was a great intro to your story. And when we get back, let's talk more about what you're doing now and Mount Shasta and the Best in Mount Shasta conference happening this week. So hang on right there. We'll take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll jump into more with Ophelia.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and we're joined by a very special guest out of the Mount Shasta area, Ophelia, Reiki Master Teacher, Healer, Practitioner, Author, Teacher, and many other things. Her website is earthspiritjourneys.com. And before we went to commercial break, you told an amazing story of how you got to Mount Shasta and trials and tribulations that you've been through. So at first, I'd like to say just thank you for your service, Ophelia, and for holding the light for us newcomers and the new wave, because if it wasn't for people like yourself that have been in the light for so long, that grid, if you will, would not have been laid. And I myself almost died in a car accident, had a near-death experience, crossed over to the other side, saw two of my friends, wasn't my time, came back. And anyone who has been in a coma or experienced that knows that there is a place where we all go back to, a heaven, if you will, and that multidimensional aspect of ourself is real. And once you experience that, or have that whatever, that out-of-body experience, everything changes. I, too, sold everything I had, left my company, 35 employees, closed up everything, sold my TVs, everything I had, and took my dog and moved it to the mountains 3 years ago. Similar story. And it's great. Now I went from a Lexus to a 1988 Oldsmobile And it really helped my ego in that sense, I'll tell you. So it's been quite a journey, but the best journey is shedding that materialistic ego self from you and becoming you. And by doing that, I'm helping to empower others, and that's the beautiful mm-hmm. thing about what I do and what you do as right. well.
Right, right. And it's a journey that's very different for everyone. And thank you know, Fritz, it's interesting you acknowledge, you know, the newcomers because, you know, obviously so much has changed in the last, you know, 10, 15, 10, 12 years. I mean, it's just astounding. And we look at the world as it is, and a lot of people sort of go, nothing's changed, there's still so much hate, and there's war, and there's this, and there's this, and there's this. Yet, if we don't look at the news, and we don't believe all of the manifesting lies that are put out there, then, and we look at the small places, and we look at the people around us, and the different things that are in our lives, or could be in our lives, and the nature particularly, then we find that it's a pretty amazing, amazing world. And yeah, I get, you know, I go into my funks and I go, and I am just like everybody else. I have my good days and I have my bad days. And, if you're a human, then no one, you know, one is not immune to that. And I don't care who it is, what guru anybody goes for. If they're in human form, they have issues, so take them off the pedestal. That is really, really crucial because so many people get buy into the guru and it does more damage than in the illusion. That's one thing. But then going back to why Shasta, I had no clue of why Shasta. And the very first thing I did hear when I drove across the country and I thought I was going to Oregon, but I ended up here and a friend of a friend gave me a phone number to call and said, go and see this woman. And so I saw her and long and the short, she had this project in her house. It was a sheetrocking project and whatever. And I looked at it and she says, oh, when I have the money, I'll get somebody to do it. And I said, I can do that. And she looked at me and it's like, and I am all of 100 pounds. Maybe up then I was 107. I'm tiny. And 5'6", I'm tiny. And she looked at me and was like, are you serious? And I said, yes, I've just helped finish a commercial building in Waynesville, North Carolina. And my friend and I worked with 10'7" ceilings and we sheetrocked 3,000 square feet by ourselves.
she was like,
are you serious? So, but Jonah, out of that, you know what where you live. You know the types of people. You know the tradesmen.
Yes, indeed.
Out of that, in my down and dirty, my friend and I paint, sheetrock dust, digging trenches, whatever. Someone would, the electrician, the plumber, the whoever it was, they would fall, they would hurt themselves, they would do whatever, had a bad day, whatever. And my friend would say, go and see Ophelia. And it's like, why? She could help you. And so we would sit in the middle of this construction, in a private space, in the middle of this construction, and I would do whatever I was shown and guided to do with this individual, whether it was a physical healing or, you know, or something, but there's always another emotional or mental dynamic that goes with it. And say 45 minutes later, I mean, we have traversed mountains and mountains of lifetimes and stuff that were revealed. And they just look at me like, wow. And I said, this is what we're building here. Wow. Okay, we understand. If I had not been available in that baseline space to meet them exactly where they were, I would never have been able to meet these mountain people and have them work with alternative medicine, with alternative ideas, with not, you know, if they needed the doctor, fine. But they were going, wow, this is not that, is it? It's like, no, it's not. You tell me what it is. And they know. Everybody knows deep inside. And I like to call myself an alchemist because alchemy is taking some one thing and transmuting it to something else. The story of Rapunzel is lead or straw to gold. But when we take a perception, when we take a belief, and we alchemize it from one thing to a higher perspective, to a higher frequency, we have alchemized our frequency, our vibration, that we are no longer the same person in any of our cells and molecules. And that, to me, is amazingly powerful, because you can watch it. You can watch people change in front of you. And then when you show them how they've done it and what they've felt, that is their power. So Shasta has made me hone myself much more powerfully as a beam, as an anchor, like a, because if I'm only partly, you know, partly anchored, then in a crisis I'm no good to anybody. You know, in no light worker, if they don't understand you've got to be anchored to the ground as well as the heavens, you're no good to anyone. So that's one of the other things that I try and teach you, is that in order to be solid, we have to anchor our physical body into that plane, and we also have to be able to pull down the heavens and that light force, and I say meet them in the heart. And when that ignites, then we become a whole person that we can be of benefit in a crisis, no matter what that is, however it plays out. But we can be a presence that assists others to whatever's going on. So Shasta has been a massive training ground for that, for me, through the land and through many different other things. What I didn't know, it was going to ignite my creative forces that had never, created my own television program that in Charlottesville, Virginia, that it evolved from the mistruth about Thomas Jefferson's birthday, that in the town that he was born in. And so that's how Have You Ever Wondered, ... Stepping Beyond Status Quo came out, because is everything you've ever been told true? No, it isn't, and this is why. Absolutely. And so that evolved through that. And that's another story.
But, and that's the greatest secret that they don't want us to know, is just how powerful every single one of us are, because the law of attraction, exactly, manifestation is it. And if everybody knew that, we wouldn't have the world the way it is, because the 99% doesn't want it the way it is.
Exactly. And most people have not,
It's like this. I'll give you a perfect example. I was in Washington, Ophelia, 2 months ago, and I met the head admiral of the Navy. And when I looked into his eyes, he was one of us. He just hasn't heard the information yet. Follow me? They just haven't heard the information, but they're there, and they're waiting to hear it. And people like you are bringing that out to the world. So thank you again. And we have to wrap it up, unfortunately. Ophelia, we're out of time. EarthSpiritJourneys.com is your website. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and the best of Mount Shasta next week is here.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you,
John. Absolutely, Ophelia. Have a great night. And here's some more. DJ Michael Scalar will be right back after these messages.
Freedom ain't